Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Republic Broadcasting Network down in there in the great state of Texas. But this old cop's broadcasting up here in Idaho County, Idaho, USA, from our two police and military associations, and we're happy to be with you today. By the way, happy Valentine's Day. Yes, I know it's a pagan holiday, and I know it's not a Christian holiday. I was listening to a program today about them. Some caller had a concern that this was a Christian holiday, St. Patrick's Day. Well, of course, if you look up St. Patrick's Day, just St. Valentine's Day, on the web, you'll find out it is a pagan holiday. It has nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ or anything Christian whatsoever. However, happy Valentine's Day. And I say this to you because my bride and I celebrate this as a day that we think about each other. We think about our love of each other, and we treat each other nice. Other times during the year, we fight and wrestle with each other and everything, and knock each other around and throw each other out of windows and so forth and so on. Just kidding. but today is the day for lovers. If you love someone today, don't think of it as a Christian holiday, folks. Just call up your lover or be nice to your spouse and fix them a nice dinner, or you guys take your bride out for a nice dinner tonight, buy her some flowers, and just think about each other and the love you have for each other. That's what I'm doing tonight. And I like Valentine's Day because it is the day that I think about my wife and how much she means to me and how much I love her. And she, too, thinks of me that way. Am I not blessed? I truly am. And then, of course, for the very good friends we have, we even give out Valentine's cards to our good friends and tell them how much we love them and care about them on Valentine's Day. So that's my take on it, and you feel different about it, call in tonight. Tonight is open phones, Monday night in America. We'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a few minutes, and we'll open those phone lines up. We got a lot of news to talk about, so we'll be right back.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, and I have nothing to do in my retirement. I'm just kicking back, going fishing, going swimming, going hunting. Have nothing to do. If you believe that, you don't know this old cop. Sometimes I wish that I see people driving around in their Winnebagos and. Yes, Saturday I went out to Lewiston, Idaho, 2 hours away to do some shopping, and we saw all the fishermen down at the river fishing, and I said to my bride, I said, you know, wouldn't it be nice to go fishing one day, and wouldn't it be nice to go hunting one day? We thought about it, and we agreed it would be nice. We don't do that because we're so doggone busy. You know, I'm working long hours here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, on constitutional issues to awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform. As a volunteer, I put in 10, 12, 14, 16 hours a day and do 2 radio talk shows, and it's long days. But, you know, it's good duty, folks. It's really good duty. And today I want to tell you about a Valentine that people received. A blessing, I'll tell you what, a tremendous Valentine people received in Kansas. A woman unable to talk since she was hit by a drunken driver 20 years ago has begun to regain her memory and form words, sending her father from despair to joy. I'm reading you the newspaper of a wonderful story of a 20-year-old young lady, or 20 years in a state that she could not talk, she could not move for over 20 years, and all of a sudden, that dear young lady, Sarah Scantlin, who was 18 when she was struck by the car, began to talk, and it's just amazing. Her father says, Jim Scantlin told CNN, the Communist News Network, she's 100% Sarah again. The family is back together, and it's just simply a joyous situation. Scantlin was 18 when she was struck while walking to her car in 1984. She had been aware of her surroundings, but unable to make any sounds other than a loud crying until a month ago when the staff members, she said to the staff members at the recovery center, the health care center she was at, okay. Can you imagine after 20 years what those employees did that was administering to her health and welfare there at the health clinic when she looked up at them and said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll bet you a couple of them hit the deck. I'll bet you a couple of them almost passed out themselves after 20 years. Here's what they said. Sharon Kepner, their administrator of the Golden Plains Health Care Center, said, it just happened one day, and nobody really knows why. Praise God, hallelujah. I added that, folks. She is now forming other words, counting and remembering people and places, staff members said. Here's her father said again, you condition yourself to be able to try to deal with something like this over all these years, and then all of a sudden the world instantly changed from despair to joy because it's amazing how important communication is between human beings, her father said. Folks, I'm sharing this with you because it is a joyous story that every American should read because our government and the institutions are teaching us that euthanasia is in, killing your loved ones. When they're not able to have the quality of life that you and I have, kill them. Put them out of their misery. And there's a dear young lady in Florida that's going to be killed very, very soon. If we don't get involved, folks, I hope that you know about Terry Schiavo and her fight to stay alive down in Florida. And this story absolutely helps that case tremendously because Terry Schiavo has been in a state of, she's awake. She can communicate with her mom and dad with her eyes, and she moves around a little bit when they come in, and she knows they're there, and they know. In talking to her, she can't talk to them very well at all, but they know that she's understanding many things that they're saying. But they're about to pull the tubes out of Terry Schiavo again. They tried to starve her to death here a year ago. You might remember where her husband wants to get on with his life, and he don't want his wife around any longer. He's got another girlfriend. And he's got an insurance policy to collect on. We understand here at our Police and Military Association when Terry finally dies. And so he wants to pull those tubes. And you remember last year the governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, helped fight for Terry's life. She had her tubes pulled out. She was starving to death and almost did starve to death when the state of Florida passed a law called Terry's Law. And they put the tubes back in, and she's just doing fine today. But a judge has overruled that law and said that it's unconstitutional now and that they have a right to pull the tubes out of Terry once again and put her to death. Well, this is the Valentine's story, folks, of the year. Believe me, this 20-year-old, or this lady, the young lady, beautiful young lady, Sarah Scantlin, 18 when she was struck by the car, 20 years in a state that this government of ours would call a vegetative state because that's what they've called Terry Schiavo in a vegetative state. Now, this old cop knows what a vegetative state is. You probably know what a vegetative state is. It means you have no brain function. You have no movement. You are a vegetable. And how much does a vegetable move about, folks? Well, Terry Schiavo is not a vegetable any more than Sarah Scantlin was a vegetable for 20 years. But God is in control of these things, folks. Man is not in control of this. I want to report to you that Saturday, my bride and I went out to kind of celebrate a little bit of Valentine's Day coming up, be together, and enjoy each other's company a little bit. And we went to a movie. We were looking forward to seeing this movie because we understood it won a lot of awards. It's the one with Charles, who is it? The fight movie that was put out by I can't think of his name right now. Maybe Paul can think of his name, that put out this fight movie that won all these awards. Clint Eastwood, that's it. Clint Eastwood just put out this movie, and it won a lot of awards. And allegedly, it was about a young lady that wanted to be a fighter, a prize fighter. And he didn't want a trainer. He was one of the top trainers, and he finally decided to train her, and she became a top fighter. And we thought this would be a wonderful movie of a girl wanting to do what she wanted to do and succeeding through very tough challenges. And sure enough, it was that kind of a movie, folks. But we were so disappointed by the end of the movie because what it was a campaign for euthanasia. She became a top contender for the world championship in her class as a woman boxer. And then she became disabled. She fell over and hit her head on the chair or the stool there in the ring and became disabled. And she had to live on a breathing machine. She had a breathing machine in. And then she had bed sores after a couple years, and one of her legs had to be removed. And she told Clint Eastwood, who was there with her all this time, who cared about her an awful lot, that she wanted him to put her to death. And he thought about it a while, and then he did do it. He put her to death because she didn't like her quality of life. And so the program turned out to be a poster, a child movie for euthanasia because you don't like your life, you're uncomfortable, you are on a breathing machine. Clint Eastwood did the right thing at first in the movie. He went in and he said, "Let's send you to college." He got a book from the junior college and brought it in to her. He said, "Let's go to college. We can put you in a wheelchair, and you can learn anything you want to learn in college, become anything you want to become with your limitations." And she said, "No, I want to die." Well, because he loved her so much, he killed her. And that was supposed to be the message of the movie. If you love your loved ones well enough and they are disabled, and they decide they want to die, that you should help them die. Well, folks, if you are a Christian person, if you read the Holy Bible, you know that is not our choice. We cannot take that choice. The humanist world, the Antichrist world, is promoting that we should, if we're uncomfortable with our lifestyle, that we should just go ahead and kill ourselves if we can, commit suicide, or have somebody else do it for us. But I'm telling you, this event that happened just last week, most all of you have heard about it. The lady that was laying in bed for 20 years, beautiful young lady, she still is today. I saw pictures of her on the television a couple nights ago. You probably saw her laying there, and she was moving her arms and legs around, and she was smiling, talking to her mother after 20 years of silence. Let God handle these things, folks. You know, my wife and I coming back in the car, she was saying, "But honey, I don't want to live in a vegetative state. I don't want to live with something pumping blood through my veins. I don't want to live with something pumping my heart and making me breathe." I said, "Honey, let's talk about that." So we did talk about it on the way home. We had a two-hour drive. We talked about what is the point, folks, at which it would be allowable for the doctors or your family to pull the tubes out of you if you came into a vegetative state. We'll talk about that when we come back. And don't forget, the phone lines are up open tonight. You can call in on the number I give you when we return after these messages and give me your opinion on this. We'll be right back.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
If you talk to honest doctors, go into a medical facility, into the emergency room, and talk to the honest doctors in there and let them tell you when they truly consider when you are dead, when your brain waves stop, and they can tell when your brain activity stops, folks, and you have to be put on a breathing machine and they have to pump your blood and they have to do everything. And you're truly in a vegetative state. They're calling people that have infirmities like this 18-year-old girl, Sarah Scantlin, vegetative state. They're calling Terry Schiavo vegetative state. So it's very easy then to pull the tubes because you're being kept alive artificially. But the true test is when the brain waves, you're no longer receiving brain waves and you have no brain activity, is when you're in a vegetative state. Now, I know that hurts people. That really hurts people to read this story about a young girl who was laying in bed 20 years and now has awakened to being able to speak and everything. She was still awake, of course, not in vegetative state for 20 years, but now she's back among the living. She's moving around. She's talking to her mom and dad and to her family. I know that hurts people that are listening tonight. Because possibly some of you have been in on pulling the tubes on loved ones when the doctors convinced you, maybe very liberal doctors, humanist doctors that believe in euthanasia, convinced you that you should pull the tubes on loved ones that are just have a poor lifestyle, laying in bed. and have been disabled, maybe a paraplegic or something, you know. That is not a lifestyle any of us care for or want to see our loved ones in. But too many people are being talked into pulling the tubes out and killing these people when this is in the hands of Almighty God. Read the scriptures, folks. This is not our choice. But anyway, let's open the phone lines up and let you talk about it a little bit if you'd like to tonight. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm going to talk about some other things here, but first of all, let me tell you about how you can help save the life of a young lady who her parents love and she just enjoys every time they come into her room and communicates with them and as best as she can and shows joy and excitement when her parents come into the room, and that is Terry Schiavo. Terry Schiavo, praise the Lord, Terry, or Randall Terry, is once again going to head up the rescue of Terry, but they need our help. Let me read you this from the national desk of the Christian Wire Service. The father of Terry Schiavo has released the following statement. He says, our family has asked Randall Terry and his staff to once again coordinate the efforts to rescue Terry from the clutches of the death by judicial homicide. Now, like I said, folks, the judges have decided they can kill her now. They don't think she has the lifestyle that they like. The judges believe, obviously, in euthanasia, and they say that they're going to pull the tubes out of this lady and starve her to death again. What a horrendous way for a person living who can feel pain and can feel love from their parents to die by starving them to death, folks. But that's the natural way that they do it. Well, I should say unnatural way they do it in the hospitals and the convalescent homes. When you want to kill your loved one, then they starve them to death over weeks and weeks and weeks. What a horrible way to die. Shoot me in the head or cut my head off. Immediately you die, but don't starve me to death. That is horrendous. But I'll go on with the statement of the father here, Terry Schiavo's father, Bob Schindler is his name. He says, we ask you to help my daughter, Terry. He's talking to Randall Terry now. By following Randall's lead and cooperating with and supporting the efforts we have asked him to undertake. In other words, this Christian man, Randall Terry, some of you will recognize his name, he's the founder of Operation Rescue and the president of Society for Truth and Justice. Randall Terry's been around for many years. But anyway, he's saying here, for people to please help Terry, or Mr. Randall Terry, to help save our daughter, we thank you from all of our hearts for your concern for our daughter and for the help you're trying to save her. Terry Schiavo, although disabled, is not in a coma, it says here. She is not in a vegetative state, even though the newspapers keep saying she is and the government keeps saying she is, and her husband, who wants to pull the tube, says she is. She laughs, she cries, she says yes and no. She has clearly communicated that she does not want to be starved to death. We are gathering a coalition of activists, public policy groups, churches, political leaders, and religious leaders from across the nation to stand with Terry's family once again in the fight to save her life. We're calling on people of goodwill to do everything in their power to save Terry from starvation. That comes from Randall Terry, founder of Operation Rescue. Our family asked Randall Terry to come, and we gave him carte blanche to put Terry's fight in the front of the American people. He did exactly what we asked and more. Randall organized vigils and protests. He coordinated the media. He helped us meet with Governor Bush. Be right back after this break, folks, and I'll tell you how to get a hold of Randall Terry and Terry Schiavo and help save her life once again from our government leaders. We'll be back in just a few minutes, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
We're at the bottom of the hour here on this hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, Monday night in the USA. We're talking about how to save the lives of a young lady who is wants to live. She talks, she moves around, she laughs, she cries, she enjoys her family. She says yes and no according to the father here in the family. Clearly communicates with them that she doesn't want to be starved to death again, as they almost did to her last year. You'll remember she was near death when finally Jeb Bush became involved there in the state of Florida, and they got a judge to declare that they should put the tubes back in, praise the Lord. But here's how you can get a hold of this group. And by the way, if you're in Florida, in anywhere near Pinellas Park, P-I-N-E-L-L-A-S Park in Florida, which is in front of the Woodside Hospice, located on 102nd Avenue, there's going to be a press conference February 16th. Everybody's going to be there. Terry's father is going to be there, Randall Terry, founder of Operation Rescue. And they're going to be doing a press conference. They're going to be discussing plans of how to rescue Terry Schiavo again this time from the judges who have said now that they can kill her once again. And here's how you can get a hold of them. Terry has a website, for one thing. Let me give that out first. It's called Terry's Fight, and That is spelled, let me get it here for you, T-E-R-R-I-S. In other words, it's like plural, but you don't put the little ditty above the S there. It's terriesfight.org. www.terriesfight.org. And then for a phone number to call, you can call Gary McCullen at 202 area code 546-0054. That's Gary McCullen at 202 area code 546-0054. And we want to thank the Christian Communication Network for sending us over to our Police and Military Association. And here is ChristianWireService.com, where you can get these same briefs sent to you if you'd like. www.ChristianWireService.com. And this is the Communication Service for Christian Communication Network. www.ChristianWireService.com. Now, we have a caller on the line. Let's go right now to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, good evening, Officer Jack.
Good to have you on tonight, my friend.
Brother, I really appreciate you updating us on this information. It's very, very timely. And I wanted to share a story that's right in harmony with the stories you just shared about Terry Schiavo and the other young lady.
Yeah.
I read the story out of the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times Nation section yesterday. And to show you how it's so dangerous to allow the authorities to just simply pronounce people dead or whatever. This story out of the New York Times, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't actually have the story in front of me. I would encourage your listeners to go and read the story for them for their own self.
Okay, New York Times.
Yeah, yesterday's edition in the Nation section. And basically what the story, what was involved in the story is you had a gentleman who was hit by a car while he was crossing a road right there. I think it was Raleigh, North Carolina. The guy's name was Larry Green.
Well, Larry Green, okay.
Announced dead on the scene by the EMT people. They zipped him up in a black body bag, shipped him to the morgue, threw him in one of those freezers.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me for being so graphic and blunt.
That's okay. But, I know what you're about to say, brother. I know because as a cop, I've known of this happening before. Go right ahead.
Right. And basically, the man's body had been examined two or three times before. I think it was an assistant medical examiner took and pressed her finger on his eyeball and got a muscle reflex. And didn't feel good about it, but she did ask one of her colleagues if that was normal to have that type of muscle reaction out of a supposedly a dead corpse.
Uh-huh.
And according to the story, the gentleman that she was talking with her colleagues, it, of course, you know, this is normal. It's the same reflex you would get if you took a frog that was about ready to be fried over in some hot grease and threw him in there. That reflex would be the same.
Muscle reflex, well, yeah.
Well, make a long story short, the man was not dead, and he had been placed in this freezer and a body bag. You know, and basically the body had been mishandled. This happened on January, according to the article, January 24th. And the family said that he's just now starting to recognize, you know, the names and voices and faces of his relatives.
Uh-huh.
But they believe because his body had been mishandled, you know, after he had been hit by this car, pronounced dead because he had been mishandled, he's still paralyzed.
I see.
And according to the article, they are getting some legal help to assist them in dealing with, you know, the situation there. But this is right in harmony with what you were saying. With, you know, these people, they think that they are God, and I'm talking about the authorities.
Yes.
And they can just simply pronounce people dead, whether they're dead biologically or clinically. And we're finding out, according to this article, the question, the rhetorical question from the reporter did this for the Associated Press, and it appeared in, the, like I said, the New York Times and Los Angeles Times. This, how often does this happen? How often are people pronounced dead, zipped up in body bags, and thrown in the morgue?
Yes.
How often does it happen? Now, we know in the case of Terri Schiavo, based on the information that you've shared this evening, she's conscious. She's not dead. Nobody's declared
sure.
her dead.
Yes.
And I don't understand, and I wonder, why has it gotten to the point in this country, Officer Jack, where people care more for animals than they do for human life?
Amen, brother.
And you got people right. out there
yes.
who, if, in fact, this, if you took and you took the human part out of it and said that this was an animal that was being mistreated out there, you'd have probably hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of people offering to take that poor animal in and take care of it, nurse it back to health. Even if you couldn't nurse it back to health, at least they would feel so much pity for that animal that they wouldn't want to see that animal, you know, euthanized. And I don't understand.
You know, you're certainly right on target, brother. And also, have you ever heard of them, the government or anybody saying, okay, we're going to put this dog to death, let's starve it to death over 3, 4, 5 weeks. Have you ever heard of that?
No, and if they
Absolutely
did, Officer Jack, there would
Absolutely
be...
Absolutely not. They'd have people coming in firebombing their house.
Yeah, but I just want to say I've never ever heard of mercy killing anywhere in the Bible, Officer Jack, and I've read scriptures from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
I don't ever remember God ever having any examples of mercy killing in there. And if there is, I'd like to hear it. I'd like to be corrected. But this is not natural. It's ungodly to allow human authorities to be able to kill people, starve them to death like this. It's uncivilized. And so supposedly what is supposed to be a civilized country, we're allowing authorities to get away with this, and I'm wondering, where are we going to draw the line? Where are we going to draw the line?
I wish I could tell you, Rodney. I wish I could tell you.
Well, I'm speaking for myself personally, Officer Jack.
Yes.
You know, as a Christian, I know where to draw the line. I'm not going to wait for these other people out here to draw the line for me. God already has helped me to train my conscience to understand that these things are not right, they're absolutely wrong. So I drew the line a long time ago, and when I hear these stories, it saddens me, and it also lets me know, you know, that the devil, he's on his way out, just like Revelations 12:12 say he's on his way out, and he's trying to take as many of us with him.
Uh-huh.
Brother, I'm praying, but I do hope that your listeners will read the story from the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times, yesterday's edition, the Nation section, because it just underscores what you read this evening. And, brother, please keep up the good work. I'm going to be praying for you.
Hey, I appreciate that very much, brother. And, Rodney, you made a lot of sense. You always do. And you're right. It is in God's hands, not man's hands, to do these things. It is obvious, Rodney, when I come onto a scene as a police officer and I see a body horribly disfigured, I mean with parts over here and parts over there and so forth, that nobody can put back together again, and we go over and take a pulse, I mean, there are sometimes it is obvious that this person has passed from this life. But otherwise, we will work on a body laying there with blood coming out. We'll try to stop the blood. We will work on them to try to get their heart started and get them breathing again until the paramedics come there and take over. And sometimes you're so exhausted, you almost pass out over top of the person trying to save their lives. You figure they're probably dead, but you can't make that call and be sure you're right about it, Brother Rodney. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I guess clinical deaths.
Brother Rodney.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, anyway, Brother, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, but I love your show, and I just hope and pray that you keep up the good work.
Well, thank
stay
you.
On top of this.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rodney. Have a good night, brother. Okay. Yeah, that's the point, folks. As a cop or a medical person, we don't get to call. You know, if you're an EMT or something like that, we don't get to call a person dead, even though it's pretty obvious at times. You know, we work until we do our job to try to save lives, and occasionally we'll be shocked because a person we worked on for 15 minutes has had, no real signs of life. Well, all of a sudden, show signs of life. And if we'd have just walked away and said, oh, shucks, that guy's dead, that these people wouldn't be alive. And so I've been very close to this, as Rodney's talking about. And I drew the line, too, that I would stop trying to save lives when medical professionals, and sometimes they even make mistakes. The doctors are there, and they do tests, and they try to start a person's heart and they do brain activity check and finally pronounce somebody's dead. But I don't want to make that call because I could make a bad error. And people all over this country, because of our government basically teaching that euthanasia is fine, just like this movie the other night was promoting euthanasia. If your loved one doesn't have a comfortable lifestyle or what do they call it, quality of life that you and I would like to have or they would want to have, then we should put them to death. Well, the government's promoting that, this un-Christ-like, this anti-Christ government leaders are promoting that because they are atheists. They are, many of them at the very tops of our governments are Luciferians, and they worship death, you know, and their God, and many of them do have a God called Lucifer, wants death everywhere he can cause death. So, folks, if you have something you'd like to say on the Officer Jack McLam program tonight, go ahead and call in if you'd like to. You know the number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And let's talk about something else that happened today. My goodness gracious, this country, things are changing, folks. Things are really changing very, very fast today. I haven't listened to the news all day, but I heard this morning on the morning news that this Antichrist communist Chertoff, Michael Chertoff, is who Joel Skousen calls a very dangerous man, is going to be our next attorney general. He may have been sworn in today. They were talking about doing that today. And if you knew about this man, you would absolutely wonder, maybe, perhaps, begin to wonder if this is truly a Christian president that's appointing these very evil, diabolically evil men to the top positions of power in this government today. An American Free Press, here's an article, Chertoff okays torture, bizarre choice for Homeland Security. Oh, that's right, Chertoff's not Attorney General. That's Alberto Gonzalez, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Chertoff's the new Homeland Czar, and he's just riddled with scandal. I mean, he's just an incredible man who has been caught with his pants down numerous times, not literally. I don't know that that's true. It might be literally. But he's been involved in all kinds of activity. He's involved in working on various means, the legality of various means of torturing detainees in U.S. prison camps in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay, and all kinds of activities. He's the one that told the CIA that there were certain forms of torture were permissible under the current U.S. anti-torture status and the Geneva Convention. He has single-handedly tried to destroy the Geneva Convention for the Americans, which, folks, what this means is that if Americans are caught and are prisoners of war and we don't obey the Geneva Convention, guess what happens to our soldiers? Well, in the wake of embarrassing withdrawal of Bernie Kerik, you remember Bernie Kerik, who was appointed or put up for the position by President Bush. This federal appellate judge, Michael Chertoff, has been put up to head Homeland Security, and he probably was voted in today. But this man is really un-American and very evil. We'll be back with more about him after this break.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tonight, if you'd like to call in at 800-313-9443. But I'm going to talk more about this man, Michael Chertoff. Joel Skousen, I want to share a little bit of what he says here. He says that this man, who's a federal appellate judge, or was, has been involved in black ops for many, many years in the bowels of government. He helped draft the nation's anti-terrorism laws after September 11th attack that removed so many of America's rights, American people's rights, and was responsible for rounding up and incarcerating, without trial, over 700 Arabs after those attacks, none of which have been found guilty of any crime. Chertoff was minority counsel in the first Senate investigation related to the death of Vince Foster that was called a suicide, and I personally know that was not a suicide. Vince Foster was murdered. I know I've done a number of death investigations, and so have many of our police officers who have served with me over the years, and we all know that Vince Foster was murdered. But this old guy here, this Chertoff, let me tell you, he helped cover it up. And then he was also responsible for the cover-up of the Foster murders in those investigations, because he also served in the second Senate investigation to help cover that up. It was so obvious, folks, that Vince Foster was murdered, that it is just a laugh. It is absolutely a laugh. And now he's in charge of Homeland Security. I hope that makes you sleep real good. He also publicly stated, and this is by Joel Skousen here, that he has publicly stated that the Bill of Rights is obsolete. He was in charge of the Criminal Division of the Justice Department for the first 3 years of the Bush presidency and was absolutely ruthless in his pursuit of anyone that could be labeled a terrorist supporter. He made sure that every one of Ashcroft's press releases after criminal suspects were arrested, that they added the proverbial words, "has suspected links to Al-Qaeda," and everybody they arrested. And, of course, 700 of the 700 they've arrested couldn't be found guilty of any crime of the Arabs they have arrested so far that they've allowed. I don't know if they've allowed out or not. The article doesn't say. They may still be holding them. But according to this article, none were found guilty of any crime. Many critics point out that Chertoff point to him as the bad guy within the Department of Justice who trampled on civil liberties while prosecuting a legal war on terrorism. Well, we police and soldiers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter would say an illegal war on terrorism, but Skousen says legal war on terrorism. But anyway, with the government's new plans today, this Luciferian government leaders of ours, these despots in control of our government, they have this new plan of keeping suspects, anyone they appoint as a suspect, under permanent incarceration without due process of law. Well, Americans should certainly rest easy with the likes of Chertoff at the helm of Homeland Security, folks. My goodness gracious. Chertoff will be more like the KGB than anybody he could have put in that office. There's our Christian president that cares about the freedoms of Americans, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after these important messages. Oh, into the show. Okay, folks. God bless all of you out there. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening. Good night.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of
of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.